Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off. Imagine a toy so iconic it practically wrote the playbook for pleasure. Allow me to introduce or reintroduce you to the Magic Wand, aka the Cadillac of Vibrators. The Magic Wand Original is a trusted companion in the journey of joy, whether it's your first time chasing an orgasm or you're looking to give your partner a spine-tingling erotic massage. The Magic Wand should be your go-to with powerful rumbles and several different rhythms and patterns. It's no wonder the Magic Wand has scooped up accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I'm so enamored with mine, I've customized my bedside table just to keep it within arm's reach at all times. But the magic doesn't stop with the original Magic Wand. The Magic Wand family has grown over the years, offering a variety of models to suit every lifestyle. Go cord-free with the Magic Wand Rechargeable. Embrace compact power without compromising intensity with the Magic Wand Mini. I love this mini. Or the Micro, which is just teeny tiny and really powerful. Or enjoy a range of sensations with the Magic Wand Plus. Each model delivers the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original a legend. So are you ready to experience the magic? Visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to enchant pleasure seekers around the globe. That's sexwithemily.com/magicwand. Magic Wand, more than just a vibrator.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. And today's show, we're tackling some of those hard to ask love and sex questions. What to do if you're bad at blowjobs? How to get your partner to initiate sex once in a while? What's more important in a relationship, a sense of humor or sexual chemistry? All this and more. Thanks for listening.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's
got
to have her standards. Oh, my.
The women know about shrinkage.
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, that feels so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
To Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com and have a really good time there. Hi, Menace.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, how
are
you?
This is my favorite part about sexwithemily.com.
Tell me.
Well, other than, you know, you can shop and just like get whatever we talk about here on the show.
Yeah, it's true.
Is the contact button. It is so easy. It has everything right there.
Right?
Any way you want to reach Emily.
It's true.
Right there.
It's right there.
SexwithEmily.com.
Snapchat.
You might be afraid to type it into your web browser. I don't know why, because if you're listening to the show, you shouldn't be afraid.
Yeah, sex is everything.
But type it in on your phone, and you can delete your history.
Dude, you know? Right. Is that okay, we just troubleshooted for an hour. We were delayed the show because Menace is such a wonderful friend and uber tech savvy that he just fixed my stupid iCloud problems. But the point is, you're right. I think that often we were talking on an earlier show about how men typically get caught cheating I'm not telling that people, like, you should clear your browser history, but maybe people don't know how many. So how do they easily clear their browser history?
Well, at least for me, I'm a big iPhone user, so I'm assuming it's the same. I do have Android, but I haven't used it for a long time.
Yeah?
It's super easy. So let's say you viewed something that, you know, maybe you don't want other people to see. All you got to do is go to your settings. You find your Safari.
Mm-hmm.
And you go clear history and cookies.
So easy. Or Google how to clear the history.
It clears everything in 2 seconds.
Do you feel like most people you know who've gotten, and I hear from women and men now, it's true, men get caught a little more, but how they get caught cheating is typically through their phone, text.
Yeah,
and it was actually, like, oh, it was a Facebook message, or it was a text message.
And it was actually something just recently we were talking about on the morning show that I'm part of, the Woody Show. They were talking about a story where a guy got busted through the iCloud. So because, you know, you're a big fan of this. I am not. But a lot of people like to connect everything on all their devices.
Right.
Right. So guys are stupid, like I always say. And then so here's a guy. He connected everything on all of his devices. So when a text message comes in, pops up on his computer, pops up on his tablet, all that stuff. So he's out in the world. But his lady is back
She's
at
home.
And then boop, boop, boop.
Right.
There you go.
There you go. It's all there. All the kids. I've even had friends.
Yeah.
The kids saw the texts to another woman or another guy.
Yeah.
My friend, a friend cheating on her husband. The kid got it, like 12-year-old
son.
They so be careful.
It out. But,
don't
did
cheat.
You
don't hear, cheat. How about that?
Did you hear about the story just recently in the UK? Talk about dumb guys. Where a guy, you might have already talked about this, but he is suing Uber for millions of dollars.
Yes.
So you guys,
I heard
that?
This because the location, the GPS track location, stayed on, and his wife got
on
the phone.
So what happened was he because he's a dumbass, and he's I mean, he's cheating, so he's a dumbass anyways. But he's a dumbass, and he used his Uber account on his wife's phone, and Uber had a glitch in it where even though he signed out, the notifications were still coming in of like, your Uber driver is showing up. This is what the amount was. Like, all the information was still coming through, even though he wasn't signed in.
Right. And she was like, where are you going for $16.28 in the Uber?
Instead of taking responsibility for his own actions, he's going to, I mean, it's 2017. Nobody wants to ever do that in their fucking life anymore. He is going and suing Uber over it.
Yep.
Like, no, dude. You're the fucking dirtbag that was.
I know. What's
going to
happen with that, though? That was like a few weeks ago.
I don't know.
I think Uber has. They've been under fire so much lately. They might just pay up.
Who knows? Who knows how that's going to go? I don't know what the laws are different in the UK or whatever. Maybe they'll pay for it to go away. Who knows? I hope they fight it because.
I think people just think you can't get caught, though. That's the point. Like, they just think that it's not going to happen to them, or they're overridden by lust and desire, and they just want to act in that moment. So if you're thinking of cheating, I'm not saying I am a reformed cheater. I used to cheat. You remember probably when you met me. Was I a cheater then? I'm trying to think if I was over cheating then, 12 years ago. But the point is, you should probably take a look at your relationship, turn around and say, is there something I could do here? I know this impulse, this urge, you know, I want immediate gratification. Feels really good right now, but could I look at my partner? Is there something we can do here? Do I love him? Do I love her? Can we repair something? If not, you know, then you end it. And then you go have sex.
Yeah.
Right.
But if you're out there doing that kind of stuff, you don't have your whole iCloud connected to all your devices.
No, you don't. but thank you. But you just had my iCloud direct. But I don't share my iCloud with anybody.
No.
So I feel really safe about that. But
who cares? Yeah.
And then you tried to make me that awful password. That's just,
trying to make you a secure password so people don't find your nudes.
I don't have any nudes. Yeah. Now I wish I don't have any nudes. But I feel like, I don't know. I guess I could still take nudes one day, but I'm not going to send them to anybody. People, you know not to do that as well.
Yeah.
So what else is going on? How are you?
I'm great. I don't know. By the time this podcast comes out, just check my Instagram account at Menace, MENACE, because I might be on the radio in a city near you.
Oh,
maybe.
The Woody Show. Check it out.
So
that's really cool.
Just check that out.
Check out my Instagram account too, because there's lots of fun things happening.
Yeah, like,
there. I'm going to put up the naked picture. I'm going to take a naked picture tonight, maybe, and put it up there.
Don't promise that.
I won't do a naked picture. No,
but you had like a shirt where you're showing off your belly. Guys are into that kind of stuff. Your stomach.
My stomach.
I don't know.
Belly?
What do you say? Belly, stomach?
No, how do you talk when you talk dirty? You're like, I want to
come
in your
belly.
Stomach. I don't know. What do you say? panties. It's like they were panties.
Say belly. But so you're over your sickness. You're looking great.
Yeah, thank you.
You look healthy.
I do. I feel great. I got to say, I feel really good. I moved into a new house. I feel like I'm really in a new move too. It's really great. It's like a real home. It's a home and it's set up now in a in a way that it just, I don't know. You move into a space. My other places I talked about was like a very small place. It was like, I lived there for a few years, too long.
It was a little cocoon.
It was a little cocoon. But, you know, I'm just setting it up now. Like, I've got a really nice bed.
Yeah, your new place
two nightstands.
Great. Yeah.
You guys know feng shui, the whole thing. If you're looking, I'm not like necessarily looking for someone, but I'm just saying if you are, this is what my interior designer brought to me. And I've actually said this to people. If you're looking for a partner and your home is not set up in that way, like let's say you have all your clothes on your bed and you only sleep on one side of it, which I think I did a lot in my 20s and it still happens sometimes. But to set up your space, so if you're looking for someone in the world to come in and you're looking for a partner or you're dating to like have two lamps, two nightstands, like set your room up like it's in a way to welcome in that sexual
energy.
We've
said that over the years.
Condoms.
Like, invest in your bed.
Invest in your bed because you spend so much time in
you
your
do,
bed, which
like,
actually is leads us to our Sex in the News in a
really?
Second, which is funny. Yeah, but keep going.
But I was just
bed's
saying,
important.
Like, something that we've talked about in the past is like investing in your bed because don't you feel more sexy or more open to it when you're more comfortable in bed, right? I know beds aren't cheap and not everybody can just like just buy them willy-nilly. Like some of them like cost as much as like buying a cheap car, you know, but it's definitely worth it.
Casper mattresses are awesome. I love Casper mattress.
Yeah.
And also sheets are important. I was just thinking about this. I was having a flashback to like things I want to tell guys in their 20s that like maybe I've said on the show or maybe not lately, but like this kind of stuff is important that I feel like bad sheets, and you're probably you might still get laid, but it's kind of gross. Like,
I know.
Clean your sheets, and like you can go to Bed Bath and Beyond, or you go to like even Target has really good sheets right now. Don't get those satiny cheap ones that your mom got you in college, and then you just move into your thing. Like, get like a nice pair of sheets, and
you can go to
TJ Maxx,
you can get like high end stuff,
high end sheets. It matters. Cheap, like, set up your place, be clean. Like, you know, I get it. It's hard in your 20s. You're just like figuring life out, but like. Guys, just
check this
so
out.
Mistakes.
The more comfortable your bed is, the longer a woman's going to want to stay in it.
Exactly. Same goes for sex. And
I know
really
it's a mind blowing statement right there, but I'm telling you, it is true.
It is true.
I know you're like, I want to spend my money on going out drinking and doing like fun stuff. Like, no.
Chicks come in and if it smells and it's dirty and crusty, like
they're not coming back.
No, she might not come back. So it's not that hard, and it's good for your psyche as well. So get used to that stuff. That was actually, I was trying to think, you know what, I'm going to probably should do a show on that too. Like just things that I've learned, because I feel like I've learned a lot in my life about things I wouldn't have known, what I wish I knew, you know, in my 20s when I was dating.
You should do a show where you're like pretending that you're talking to your
younger
yourself. Yeah.
Oh my God.
So cool.
It would be cool. That's a really good idea.
Let's
so
do
much
it.
To say.
I'll help put it together.
Right. It's like whatever you worry about does not matter. And that's actually true in every age. Whatever you're stressing about now is probably not really a problem. You're going to be fine. You have your health. If you do have your health, like you be grateful for who's around you, your friends, your family. If it's all working, your penis is working, all that stuff, you're good. Okay. Yeah. Let's do a little sex in the news.
All right.
Okay. We've got a double here because they sort of like work together. I found it very interesting that... I'll read this. Okay. Here's exactly how much time you'll spend having sex in your lifetime. It's just one of these silly studies because they're like, think about your life for a minute. What do you do in a day? And how much time do you spend doing each of those things? So research shows we spend about 26 years of our lives sleeping. We spend 9.1 years eating and a solid 92 days on the toilet.
Wow.
Time well spent, right? But have you ever thought about how much time you spend having sex? Considering sex is a huge part of our lives, theoretically, it should take up a lot of our time. Or does it? So there was a study by Reebok, whatever, they care.
Okay.
The average person will spend 0.45% of their life having sex, which translates to 117 days. That's like about 4 months out of like, that's about 4 months, like 800. What does it say? 800 days? Not very much time at all. What is it? Why does it say 117 days and 800? Like 800? I don't know. 117 days.
800 hours maybe?
Yeah, I guess 800 hours. What the hell? 26 years. Okay, 9.1 years eating. So how many hours? No, we spend days, not even years, okay? So if we spend 9 years eating and 117 days having sex, that is like not a lot of time. Or on the toilet, we're spending 92 days in the toilet. So we spend a little bit more time having sex. Yeah. The point is, I feel like that number should be up and we should spend more time prioritizing sex, which is why I was interested in this. And I think about everything else that we, and sleep is important. I've been actually obsessed with getting 8 hours of sleep lately.
Yeah.
Do you ever do that?
I try so badly, but
like,
I can't.
There's all these studies. Like Arianna Huffington, she's like obsessed with sleep now. Like all her studies and all her research is like shows that like you need between seven and nine hours.
When
like,
I get it, I feel amazing.
Right. I'm really trying, but now I've been so stressed lately that I'm trying so hard to get it that I wake up in the middle of night because I'm nervous I'm not going to get it. Oh, and that's actually crazy making. So, so now you have the answer to that. Try to have more sex. Let's try to bump that number up. But here's the other thing I found really interesting. What were you going to say?
No. Keep on going.
No, that beds are important. Sleep is important. Yeah. Sex is important. But the Swedes, they're always ahead of us sexually. They're just such more open-minded. They say that Swedes should take sex breaks at work, says the politician. So Swedes,
a politician
said that they should take a one-hour paid break from work to go home and have sex with their partners.
Every day?
Yeah.
No Let's way.
Do, I don't know, dude. But I'm telling you. Everyone wants to know, we have no time, we have no this. You make time for things that you make time for, okay? A counselor suggests in a proposal aiming at improving people's relationships, there are studies that show sex is healthy, says Eric Muskos, a 42-year-old city council member. He told a news agency, he said, couples were not spending enough time with each other in today's society, and it's about having better relationships. He noted, there's no way to verify that employees do not use their hour for other purposes than spending time with their partners or spouses. You can't guarantee that they don't go out for a walk, but he saw no reason why the motion wouldn't pass. So after the Finns and the French, After the Finns and the French, Swedish full-time employees worked the least in Europe, with only 1,600 hours on average in 2015, according to a study, blah, blah, blah. We work way too much. Germans, 1,800. It doesn't say how much we work, but I'm sure we work a lot more.
Insane.
I know. So, but that would be interesting, don't you think? Like, because if you don't have a partner, because wasn't there another news story a few weeks ago about taking time off for masturbation?
Maybe you'd either masturbate or maybe you get partnered up.
But
with
nobody
somebody.
Would. Right. Exactly. Like, hey, I got to have all sex right now. Yeah. You in my office. But I just think we got to prioritize sex more, which is like
if that happened, we would have world peace if it was everywhere.
I agree. Know? I agree that the more sex. Let me tell you something else about sex. Is that I know that I talk about this all the time about how important sex is and also masturbation. And even though it is my job, I realize that like, and you probably already know this, and I feel like men, we always assume men masturbate all the time. But I think there's a lot of men who don't, or they just either they're in a relationship or they're not in a relationship and they're kind of like, I don't really need it. But sex and masturbation is a huge stress reliever. And I realized I was I've had a very weird start to the year with all the stuff that's happened. And there's some stuff that I can't tell you guys about, which one day I will. I'm fine. Just some interesting stories down the road. Uh-huh. But it's just been kind of weird. And I realized I haven't masturbated. So then like last weekend, I was like, you know what? Like probably in like, honestly, a month. 3 weeks, a month, that's a lot for me. And then before that, it might have been 3 weeks. Like, I just haven't. And typically I do. So I was like, wow, I just think I should masturbate. And it was like this huge friggin' release in a way that it was like, and now I'm going to get back on it. It's like the gym, doing it more frequently, more regularly. And I realized with that time spent, I had so much more anxiety in my life that it's like this, just take time for it. Take time for masturbation. If you feel like you've low libido or you're not interested in sex, it's like everything. The more you do it, the more sex you want to have, and you'll just fucking feel less anxious. It's great. And another thing I realize is that you know how often like things are just right underneath your nose and you're like, oh yeah, I know this. And like I say, I have hundreds of sex toys at my house, literally.
Yeah.
And I realized that I was talking to a friend the other night and she was saying she was stressed and she didn't have time to have sex with her husband. I was like, well, you should just masturbate and try this. She goes, I have no time for masturbation. She shut me down. And then I thought, I have all these toys that are waterproof, right? Like so many sex toys are waterproof. Like what's like one of our, I'm trying to think right now, like what I use. I think it was the G Vibe, the little finger one.
Oh yeah. The C ring,
waterproof. Mm-hmm. And also remote control. But I like took it in the shower. I was like, okay, I have to shower. No time to masturbate. Cause I always associated waterproof toys with like, I'm with a partner. I'm taking a bath. Yeah. I'm like, no, I can masturbate in the shower like the good old days, like everyone does. And it was freaking awesome. I'm like, now I'm going to test out the waterproofness of all my toys.
Sweet.
So even though this is what I do for a freaking living, sometimes I even forget. And I'm telling you, since I'm so tuned into that in my body, it was a huge release. So masturbate and have sex a lot, as often as you can. And remember, if you can't have sex, masturbate, all those things. That's all.
I think people are trying. but some do get really busy.
I think you get busy. I think you realize you don't have time, but even like it's important for the sweet, you got to prioritize it in your relationship because if you don't, it's going to go away. Yeah. You think about it. You're like, I'd rather watch Netflix. I'd rather order dinner.
Yeah. And then you get so busy and then it becomes like awkward to even to even attempt to even do it.
And then you cheat and your iCloud gets hacked and all that stuff. So I'm just saying, you guys, it all goes back full circle.
Penis pics.
Don't Snapchat penis pics, you guys. I swear to God, I will block you, so don't even try it. But I love my Snapchat. You should be on that. So, okay, that's my public service announcement. I'm trying to think of all the different ways I can tell people that it's important if you're in a relationship and not in a relationship still to focus on sex. Okay, so I'll let you think about that for a second, and then we're going to give a little break here. We're going to come back. We're going to read your emails. Love hearing from you, and thank you so much for supporting our sponsors. That's how we keep the engines running here, keep the show free, and you know we only talk about toys and work with products that we love and we use ourselves. So thank you. We'll be right back. There's nothing quite like sinking your teeth into a good sandwich. But listen, carb guilt is real. I'm someone who's very invested in my health, and I like to get my carbs from oats and beans and fruits and not bread. But I love bread. So here's my hack. Thanks to Hero Bread, you can enjoy your favorite bready delights without the carb consequences. Hero Bread has turned those carby, empty calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious breads that boast 0 to 1 net carbs per serving, 0 grams of sugar, and are packed with loads of fiber and protein. The first time I tried their white bread, I was skeptical. Could it really taste good with such impressive nutritional stats? Well, I'm pleasantly surprised to say it absolutely does. The texture is just phenomenal. It's like this soft, airy, and it just toasts up like a dream. I've whipped up everything from grilled cheese to PB&J and even made enchiladas, wraps, and tacos with their tortillas. Each time, Hero Bread has been a game changer. And here's a kicker. Despite its light texture and great taste, Hero Bread fits perfectly into my health goals. It's been adding more fiber to my diet while keeping the sugar at bay. Whether I'm packing a picnic lunch, planning a road trip snack, which I often do, or prepping French toast for breakfast, Hero Bread is my go-to. So whether you're craving a classic sandwich, a burger, or a hearty bun, or even indulging in a low net carb croissant, Hero Bread is something for everyone. And I highly recommend checking their monthly small batch drops out so you can try goodies like the 1 gram net carb Hero Cheddar Biscuit and so much more. You won't believe what they have. So you ready to kick carb guilt to the curb? Head over to hero.co and snag 10% off your order with the code Emily. That's Emily at hero.co. Hi.
Hi.
Okay, we're back. Emails.
Sweet. Can I ask you something real quick?
Please do, Menace. I'm so ready for that.
I have a question. What is the most scandalous or crazy thing you've heard lately involving sex? Our relationships, think?
Like from a personal, like someone who's told me something.
Yeah, or something that you heard or anything like that.
God, I'm on the spot here. The most scandalous or...
Well, I'll just share something like in general and I've brought
you have
it
something.
Up.
I have something too, okay.
That I just find like older and older people are just like cheating through social media.
Well, right. That's what we were saying. Yeah, but
I know we talked about it before, but it just like it just keeps on ramping
right.
up.
Well,
like
remember
crazy.
We say Facebook years ago, we said Facebook was responsible for 1 out of 5 every divorce. Yeah, divorces. And I have to be honest that every time I'm out with friends, they're like, so-and-so's cheating. Everyone cheats. Everyone cheats. And I've even met women at parties recently who are married. Like, well, you realize everyone cheats. And I do think it is easier because of social media now.
Oh,
I feel like
absolutely.
Back in the day, we could not cheat as readily, easily, perhaps. And they're getting caught.
Madison probably knows this. Aziz Ansari, doesn't he have like a book?
Aziz Ansari, yeah. Modern Romance?
Modern Romance. He talks about the effects of social media of like how, you know, back in the day, you married somebody that lives within like 5 miles
right.
of you.
Right, or in your building.
Like because you don't have as many options. I've heard great things about it. I haven't read the book.
It's a good book.
But it explains and breaks down. Like he actually did research on
it. Right, no, it's really, kind of really stuff. Interesting that it would be just like kind of marry the person who lived downstairs or next door to us. And it was so easy. But now we have so many different ways to meet people. We're connected to everybody too that we've ever slept with. I mean, someone was just telling me the other night that it almost feels like cliche, but that like their boyfriend from college or something they heard had gotten back on Facebook, connected with an ex, and then went over and looked at something he told her because they're still friends. They didn't cheat, but he's like, yeah, I got back together with this girl. Like, people are getting, they truly are. They're high school sweethearts. They're college. Yeah. They're still looking at everyone's lives. Every person you've ever dated, you can, you're now connected with, which I actually don't want. Like, I don't want to know that the guy I was dating 10 years, I don't want to see his life. And it's not because I don't like him, but I'm like, I don't, that doesn't need to pop up on my news feed that you guys just bought a house.
I was listening
not
to
that
you.
I'm jealous. I just don't want to even know about you anymore. And like a way, like send love, but doesn't need to pop up. But
I think everybody though, they have like all their exes on their Facebook.
Everyone.
Everybody, like everybody's, you know, lurking, looking at everybody's profile. I was just listening to Howard Stern, his channel on Sirius XM, which I highly recommend. His like interviews are freaking amazing. But a caller was calling up and asking him like, hey, because he is on Facebook, but he has like a private account that he shares with friends and stuff like that. And they asked like, are you friends with like some of the people that you slept with or like past girlfriends? And he's like, yeah. He goes, I'm still friends with them. He goes, I don't talk to them, but I definitely like look at them and see like how what they've done and like how they're looking now and all kinds of stuff like that.
Yeah, you know? I think it's kind of like a national pastime. Don't you realize whenever you're at the grocery store, wherever you're, everyone's on Facebook?
Yeah.
They're like just looking, scrolling. Mm-hmm. But I just think it's too much information overload. And I don't want to know some things. I really don't. But what I was going to say about the crazy thing I heard is that, it was mostly cheating. It was through social media. But that a lot of people, like I literally think I have like 4 or 5 people in my close circle who either the husband or the wife have cheated and something's happened and they're getting divorced or they don't know, or they repaired, because some people can deal with a breakup. They do. It actually does help some marriages and some relationships. But I just think there's more temptation. So I don't know. Use your discretion, you guys. If you're in a good relationship, you should turn around, look at your partner and focus on that and not cheat. Yeah. But I don't know what I've heard that's crazy sexually. You know, the interesting trend though, that I do notice when you ask me that is that there's a lot more, you know, we get hundreds of emails all the time whenever the emails match up with the conversations I'm actually having in the world, I'm like, okay, this is a trend that more men are interested in prostate play, and that people are asking me, like, I'd like to get a butt plug, or I'd like to have my girlfriend, you know,
well, it's also,
peg me.
Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah, the pegging,
because it's your pleasure zone, guys. It's the P spot for men. It's like the male G spot.
It's been ramping up over the years, but in the past like 2 years,
the last year was like a tipping point, I think.
Well, once I saw it, like a whole episode about it on
like Broad City.
I'm like,
that's what everyone pressure. But like that got guys going, huh? Whatever it takes for people to be like, oh wow, I actually, it doesn't mean I'm gay. It can feel really good. So it's not that, see, nothing seems crazy to me anymore. That's the thing. But I just notice these trends and it makes me happy.
Yeah,
I'd like to think we had something to do with that. Okay, ready for emails? Everyone, thank you for emailing me. And go to sexwithemily.com, click on the Ask Emily tab, and then you just send your question. Really easy. You can also select that you'd like to be called, and we will set up a time to call you and get into your questions, your issues, help you out. You can also leave us a voicemail, 818-ASK-SWE1. This is all on the website. And Menace, what do they need to do?
They need to go to sexwithemily.com and click contact.
No, but what do they say? Oh, that too. But what do they have to give us? Their age?
Oh, the rules, the generals that I say. The generals rules that I say. You don't have to really give your real name if you don't want
to. True. We work with that.
But we always love to hear about where you're emailing from, like what part of the country, because that kind of gives us a good idea, because they're like, oh, I can't meet anybody, blah, blah.
Matters.
And then I have no idea where the hell you are. You might be in Wyoming, which is the least populated states in America.
True.
You could be in New Zealand. You know, you can be anywhere in the world.
Your age.
Yeah,
because it matters if you're having certain issues at 22 or 42. Yeah, it matters.
In what point you are.
Thank you, Menace.
And
how you listen.
How you listen.
That's helpful. It's good to know.
That's good.
Spotify, Google Play, SoundCloud. Yeah. Okay, let's get into this.
Do it.
Dear Emily, my name is Sarah, and I have a question regarding insecurities during oral sex. I don't have many sexual partners, but the times I have hooked up with different partners, blowjobs are definitely my biggest insecurity in the bedroom. One time, maybe a few years back, I was giving a guy a blowjob and he asked me if it was my first time. It wasn't. Mm-hmm. Probably because he didn't think I was very good.
Other times
have gone fine. The guy always comes, but I still feel like I'm not doing it right. I'm so insecure. I get worried my teeth are getting in the way and I just want to stop. The last guy I hooked up with told me straight to my face that I wasn't good at it. We stopped talking after that incident, clearly. But now I just don't want to suck dick at all.
Oh, no.
No water suck, no dick. How do I get past this fear and insecurity? Also, if you give me some tips how to give killer head, that would boost my confidence as well. Love always, Sarah. 20, New York, Spotify listener. Boom.
Damn.
She nailed it. Okay, you nailed that part, Sarah. Some recommendations. Not nailing the blowjob. But we're going to get you there. What's your recommendation, Menace?
I would find somebody, a partner or casual hookup that would be completely honest with you. You know, you'd be like,
she's already gone through this. Here's the thing.
No. I don't think that she's like straight up like, okay, look.
Do you want to like give her a cute scorecard?
No, not give her a scorecard. Okay. And be like, look, I mean, if you're, let's say you have a partner or whatever, or a casual hookup that you're really, really cool with. Say, look, I am going to give you fellatio right now. Can you tell me if there's any issues that you have? I'd be completely honest with me. Is there any issue? I mean, not all guys are the same.
She's 20.
But like,
they've not gotten a lot of blowjobs either. I'm cutting you off. Okay, listen.
What? Because, what's wrong with that?
Because it's not going to work.
How's that?
Because
not
people
work?
Don't know how to talk about sex with their partners even for 20 years. They're not going to be like, well, you could have had more teeth. Every guy's different. No. But okay. I appreciate your insights. I do. Right. But let me just tell, there's a few.
As a guy that receives blowjobs.
You're going to like give her a breakdown. No, because that's how you like it. So there's so much going on here than technique, but I appreciate that, Menace. Here's the thing about Sarah.
But how are you going to give like techniques and not get any feedback on them?
Because she'll get it. Because she'll know you get into rhythm. It's like everything. Okay. Like, you know when you're good. Sarah, you're 20. You haven't given a lot of blowjobs.
Have you ever heard it's wrong to assume?
That's what she did. This is her problem. She assumed initially that, okay, well, maybe two guys told you this, but she assumed the first time, what was it, that she wasn't very good. Oh, yes, it was her first time. Okay, whatever it is, Sarah, like, you know,
experience. Is lubrication.
Totally. Emily. But you're not alone because women do have, like, blowjob fears. And if it just takes one person, in your case, two people, two is going to be a killer to tell you that maybe, you know, you need some help in the blowjob department, which is totally fine. Like, everyone who gives blowjobs, my friends also ask me questions. You've been giving blowjobs for twice, like 20 years, okay? Mm-hmm. So it's fine that you feel insecure. You got to just let go of these voices in your head, the insecurity. Maybe you're hearing their voices going, is this your first time? Or that was really bad from past partners, because that is holding you back right now. And so I think that you got to just realize that, like, you know, that those penises, like, maybe you just weren't appealing to those penises. Let's just say, for penis sake, that the first guy was like, is this your first time? And the second guy, who, it doesn't even matter, but you weren't doing it right for those penises, okay? So let that go. Let the criticism, like, let's just go back to what you can do to feel confident in the bedroom again, okay?
Don't give up.
Do not give up. It's like any new skill. First time I gave a blowjob, I had braces on. It was not good. Uh-huh. I was dating for like a year. He's like, can you give me a blowjob? Yeah. And I'm sure I cut his penis or something, but I was absolutely so insecure about it. I remember this. And then, yeah, you have to have your teeth and you're like, yeah, braces. You're like cutting my own lips. Now, I think I was, whatever. I don't remember what happened. He'd never bled. But you got to be, my number one tip across the board, like if I'm just, I was going to say if I'm in the subway, which I never am. If I'm just like walking down the street, I'm doing something, people are like, number one tip for blowjob, like enthusiasm. It's always, you got to be into it. You got to be excited. You got to be into it. Like, it is the most delicious ice cream cone you've ever had. And you're like licking and you're like, I do not want to let this drop. Like, I don't want to let any of it go. Because you want to know, right, Menace, if someone's like, you know, bowing down to your penis, that they're into it and they're excited. Even if you're not, fake it too, make it like, be enthusiastic through your insecurities, through this pain right now that you're thinking that you're fucking up.
Yeah. Suction, but not a vacuum.
Right.
You know?
Suction, but not a vacuum is important.
If there's no suction, that is the worst. If it's just like in your mouth floating.
Right. So there's a certain amount of like, no, it's true. And that's why your hands are there too, because your mouth might get tired, but you probably know how to give a pretty good hand job. And you just want to like apply like an adequate amount of pressure, like not too soft, not too hard that like you're cutting off circulation, but just enough. It's like a firm grip. Like, use your hands as a great way to compensate for that pressure that you're saying that you need around your penis. Being into it, like, you know, again, like that's the first thing. So it will help you get into it more. The more that you're into it, it'll be like this feedback loop. Again, even if you're faking it, that's cool. You want to lick it. You just want to make sure that, you know, it's wet enough. That's why I love lube. Use lube. Like, you could put, if you're not already wet, you could put a few, if you can't produce enough saliva, some people can't or they don't. Blowjob spray. I use it before every show, even though I don't give a blowjob. I love this stuff. Doc Johnson, it's called Wet Head. This is also on our website, but it can help you with saliva. It produces it. It tastes like strawberries. You can put some lube on your lips. I love System Joe lube. They have lubes that taste like the salted caramel. And then just make sure that it's wet. So you go down, you lick around the penis, like use your tongue. So you're like swirling up and down, and you're just like, the pressure is important. And so you're holding the pressure with your hand, and your mouth is going up and down, making sure that it's wet and lubricated and your grip is good. And you can also like ask him to, like, here's the other thing. I don't want you, you're 20 years old, Sarah. I want you to, you're not, to look like you're not in a relationship right now. I do want you to feel comfortable with the guys that you're with. And I feel like the more that you practice this, like the better you're going to, and you can even make, you could be honest with someone if you're with them. And you could even say like, I want you to tell me what feels good to you. Like, I really want to be good at this. And when you're doing it, you can like, not like, tell me what you think, but like, as you're licking them, like, eye contact is important too. That's part of enthusiasm. So you're like, you could have his penis in your mouth and you could be licking it and you can like look it up at him and be like, how does that feel? Like, what do you want? Does this feel good? Like the suction. And they'll tell, like, I feel like if I asked a guy, like they would tell. Like, would you tell a woman if she asked you, would that be annoying to you? She was like, how is this? Would I want more pressure? Don't you wish sometimes that women would ask for feedback?
That's what I was saying. You flipped out on me.
I flipped out the fact of, because the way you presented it was she should get like a review card. And what if he's like, you suck at this?
No, it was all about communication and like guidance. You know, if you feel like if something's not working, you know, like let me know. Just don't be quiet.
Okay, so I didn't mean to throw you down. I thought you meant like. Have someone who you trust, who you know very well. Like, just give him a random blowjob, and he's going to tell you if you're good or not.
Didn't I say partner? I don't know. I cut you off. That you're,
no, I thought you were saying like. Did you hear that, Madison? I think I heard it wrong. Then maybe
she did. I don't even know. She just tunes out when I talk. She tunes out. It's okay.
We all do. I get what you're saying, but I'm just saying. Here's the other thing about sex, Sarah. I wouldn't just go around giving random blowjobs right now, because the other thing about sex that what makes women. Enjoy sex more, what helps women enjoy sex more and have more connection and feel is when they feel safe. And we often feel safe when we're with partners that we trust. So just a random dude you're giving blowjob to, sure, you could just test it with them, but you might walk away not feeling as good. So I would wait until you're with someone that you at least you've gone out with a few times, that you trust or you've known for a while, whatever it is. And yeah, it's okay to ask for feedback. It's okay to like make a joke and be like, I want to make sure I'm doing this so it feels good to you.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. I didn't mean to knock you down, man. You're allowed to have sex advice. Okay, so blowjobs, fun, oral sex. Okay, hi, Emily. I love the show. So my girlfriend's 26, and we've been together for 6 months. We don't have sex as often as I'd like, but we live about 2 hours apart, so it doesn't bother me. When we do have sex, it's amazing. The thing is, she never initiates. We've had talks about it. She says it takes a lot longer for her to really be comfortable with someone. Can you give us some advice on the matter? Lance, age 33. Lance, this is a great question. And I love that you said us, because a lot of people, couples, listen to the show together. Because it can be, as we all know, a little challenging to bring up sex to your partner. So I love that you're both listening. So here's the thing about initiating sex. I think for guys, you guys, my heart goes out to men, because it is, you got to ask for the date. This is society talking, but you ask for dates, you got to initiate sex. And sometimes you're like, can't you just start it, right? Do you feel that way?
I've been saying that for 12 years, haven't I?
Yes,
like,
you have.
How great would it be? Because a guy, it's scientifically proven that guys can't pick up on the signs that women are giving.
Right. It's true.
Like, just let us know.
When you want sex, but see, she might not. Okay, there's a lot of things going on here, Lance. This is what you have to understand about women.
You would stop wasting people's time if you just said, you know what, I am into you. Let's like do something together.
Well, I think that women are.
Yeah.
But I think men get turned on like so much. Like for women, arousal is a more complicated process.
Yeah.
So while men, it's not that women aren't thinking about sex like as much as men. We might not be as a study show, but we don't get turned on in that way.
Games because of effing society, and that's how you think things should go. Like everything. I'm talking about everything should be on an equal playing field and everybody should just be honest with each other.
Right.
And then people want to get friend-zoned and like
friend-zoned. Right. Yeah, exactly.
And then you would stop wasting each other's time, you know, and you would have such a better relationship if you do get in a relationship or just having fun with somebody if everybody live by a rule of communication is a lubrication.
I know. You just all like talk about it. I've been thinking about this so much lately about how we don't, not only is it sex we don't talk about, we don't talk about anything. We hold on to resentments and we assume things that aren't true. So, But let's talk about communication here for Lance. All right. There's a few things going on here. We could blame society, okay? I'm not sure what's going on with your girlfriend, Lance, but many women believe that if we initiate sex, it makes us slutty. We learned that at a young age, not like they stood up and taught us that in school, mm-hmm. but we think anytime we seem ready for sex, we initiate mm-hmm. sex, and I'm sure that she knows you're in a relationship, but she still could be holding on to this. So you mm-hmm. can ask her, like, I want you to know that it would turn me on so much if you initiated sex. And so find out if she might have this block that she doesn't even know. We carry these things for mm-hmm. sometimes for a lifetime. Like maybe she was brought up in like a religious culture. They were like, you can never show you're turned on. I don't know what it is, but that could be one thing. If she's not comfortable with it. And also remember that even though you've talked to her about it, she probably does want to initiate it, but she just doesn't know how. It's, again, it's learning a new behavior. It's a learned behavior to learn how to initiate. Like, guys, you've been put up with it. You put up with the rejection. You know how to kind of mm-hmm. do it. Even if you fumble sometimes, you feel the moment. She probably has never done it. So think about it. It's like, for the first time, she's like trying to, you know, she needs your help. So I would say encourage her touches. Like, let her know. You could have the conversation about, you know, what really turns you on. If you haven't let, I think you have let her know. You have let her know that you want her to initiate. So if she, even if she just puts a hand, like be on your knee, or let's say she puts like rubs her finger through her hair, you can like moan. You can be like, oh, that feels good. You can like encourage her touches and her advances. So she feels encouraged to do more touching. And also like when you're, again, like when you're out to dinner or something, you could like talk about this and be like, what turned you on? I want to like know what really makes you hot. She might tell you, like, I want you to tie me up. And you could be like, I can't wait for you to initiate sex. And then you could say, this is what it looks like. So maybe you got to help her here, but don't feel like it. She doesn't want to. You could say, like, when I come home at night and I walk in, it would be so hot one night if you, like, ripped my pants off and started giving me a blowjob and we had sex. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's your fantasy, Lance. Tell her that. Because she might just be like, I don't know when you want me to initiate. She needs more help. So paint a scenario for her. You can even, I always say foreplay starts at the last orgasm. Send her a text. Be like, when I get home tonight, like, it would be so hot if you were wearing, you know, that t-shirt, that sexy thing I bought you, and you were, like, you started making out with me at the door, or you met me in the bedroom, or whatever. Start painting it for her. Help her. Build a scenario, and you both will come. How about that for communication?
It is.
Okay, another email?
Yes. What do you got?
Dear Emily, I've been dating two guys. Yes, I know it's terrible.
Oh, no.
I thought I'd be able to choose by now. However, I can't.
Uh-oh.
The one that makes me laugh the most, which is a big deal for me, isn't great in the sack, which is big deal for me. To be fair, he's somewhat new, previously Christian, but I'm worried the sexual chemistry isn't there by now, 6 months in. It's never going to be. We've talked a little bit about technique and things we like, but it just doesn't feel natural, and I find myself avoiding sex altogether with him. Guy number two, not super witty. He's not a bore, but didn't win funniest for senior superlatives. However, it's the best sex of my life. I feel 100% comfortable. He totally gets my lady parts, and I love his. It's been really fun to explore that side of the relationship, and I need that type of comfort in a long term, but I need to laugh as well.
That's why life sucks, everybody.
Dude, right I there. Know, right?
Not everything life can sucks. Be perfect.
My question is it true that chemistry is or isn't there? Do I train funny guy from literally first base to home plate, step by step, hope he gets it? I know you say talk about it, but at what point am I forcing it? Or do I pick best sex and seek out my laughing love language in my friends and coworkers? Thanks for your help. Love, double or nothing, age 27. Let me tell you why I love this question. Because I'm telling you, this is the age, like Menace just said, like, welcome to the universe. Well, this is something that we all deal with. I had this conversation with a friend the other day. She's like, do I choose this guy or that guy? Can you have it all? Her issue was that she was dating a guy that she really liked, she loved, she thought she loved him. Mm-hmm. She's like, but for 6 months, she's like, he's just, the sex is great, but I'm bored on the phone. Like, we're together. He doesn't stimulate my mind. Like, how much does that matter? And we kept saying, like, she's like, can I just get that for my friends? Is that okay that one person doesn't fulfill all your needs? And the truth is, that's something that you all have to figure out for yourself. What is the most important to you? But I can tell you that they ended up breaking up. And I don't think it was only because of this. It was more like, that was part of it. That they didn't really mm-hmm. share a lot of the same needs. Like they didn't, not only do not get, find this guy, he's funny, but he's not great. But I mean, this is a different scenario, but like, turns out like they didn't want to talk about it because they didn't have a lot in common and whatever it is. There's a lot of different issues and you're going to decide at whatever point what's right for you. But I think it all kind of matters. You can't have it all. There will always be challenges, but you kind of have to choose like the lesser of the evils that you can live with. Like, okay, you know what? I can live with a guy who's blank. And in this scenario, first of all, I don't know why you have to pick an either or here. You're 27 years old. If you're just thinking about for now, moving forward, I'd say you can't force chemistry. After six months, you have enough data. You have enough information of sleeping with Mr. Funny Guy that he's not going
to
pick up on
him to be better.
6 months. Like, if you want to, if you want to.
The thing is, if you go for the sex, I mean, either way, you're going to be burned. I mean, I think you have a better, my personal opinion, I think you have a better chance of training the other guy.
I don't know. I mean, yes, you could train him. If you're looking for a relationship right now and you see this, because
this is
the
person that you enjoy being around, because it's not all about sex. I'm sorry.
It's not all about sex.
You can't have that, like, make a relationship last. You know,
because but sex is important.
We've always, it's definitely important, but we said this over the years, like, you never marry the person you've had the best sex with.
People say that. Yeah. I don't think that's true. I think you can. I don't believe in anything like that. Like, typically, you don't marry the person you have the best sex with. I think some people really do. But what I'm saying here is,
I'm saying it never happens.
That is the same that people say. Absolutely.
But if you want an overall good relationship, then I suggest that you train the guy. And if he's untrainable, then F it.
But has she tried? I'm trying to think if she's tried.
She's tried to train him.
Here's the thing. He's got the Christian upbringing. He doesn't, like, she's talking about kissing to first bait, to like the whole, through all the plates. He doesn't have any experience. And you're already avoiding sex with him. You could have him work on this stuff. If you feel like putting the time into it, it could be very, very rewarding. But I'm feeling like you're at the point right now.
But
like,
don't you think you can design your perfect guy? I mean, at least attempt.
You can order it on my website.
Yeah, but didn't, like, isn't this whole show around, like, teaching people different tips and tricks and stuff
like
that? Like,
but it sounds
sweet.
Can
we, like attempt to fix this guy?
She wants to, but you're asking me, like, I'm not saying I don't think you should go with either of them. That's my real advice. Uh-huh. Is that, like,
true?
Unless you're looking to, like, you're having, like, the bug to get married and have kids right now, okay, and you truly love them both. That's fine, but I don't get that sense. Like, I feel like you're asking me more of this question about, like, can you have it all or, like, chemistry? Yeah. I do believe that.
I was just
it's
thinking
not
that
just
she was
technique, it's chemistry.
To make a choice for her.
Yeah,
you know?
I wouldn't choose either, but that's just me. I would choose. No, I think that the. Let's see.
But let's face it. This is how the world works.
She's just going to come up for you again and again.
She's just going to hook up with a guy that she has sex with the most, and she just wants to justify it by emailing the show.
No, I don't know.
And, like,
I mean,
feel better about
it. I think
that. That's just how life works.
I think that the chemistry
so
is also.
Just go ahead and do it and stop worrying about it.
But here's the other thing. You have to have chemistry. They could be really great hot chemistry, but he doesn't know how to touch her boobs, or he doesn't know how to go down on her. It sounds like they don't have the chemistry and there's no technique. This just seems like a lot of work. And he's got the upbringing telling him that sex is wrong, and there's a lot going on here. Uh-huh. And I would say keep, like, but
just
yes,
tell him
you
to listen to
things.
The podcast, just not this episode.
Yeah.
And then he'll have a happy life.
That's just, you know, but I can't tell you what to do, sweetie, but I can tell you that you can have most of what you want.
Guarantee
in life.
You she's
but you're always going to have sacrifices in relationships too, and you have to decide what bummer you can live with for the rest of your life.
Can I make a prediction?
Yes.
This is what's going to happen. She's going to break up with the funny guy, have sex, amazing sex with the awesome sex guy for, I don't know, maybe up to a year. And then she's going to email us again. She's like, oh, I broke up with both of them, and then I found some amazing guy that's pretty much
I just don't think anyone
in between
should
both of those two.
Yeah, I mean, to me, those are major things. If I can't talk to someone and they're not interesting, but the sex is amazing, yeah, I can get it from my friends, but they're both important. Like, someone that challenges you and someone that appreciates you and sees who you are and makes you laugh. Although, you know, makes you laugh or you can communicate with. Like, that's all important, and sex as well. But there'll be certain things, like, you know, you could – but. I don't think it's, like, so black and white. Like, you kind of get a little bit of both.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, you know, then you work on things. And then you decide, well, okay, but he's really cheap. That's annoying. but I can work on that. Or, like, you know. So I just say keep going. You're 27. That's my advice.
I know.
Okay.
Still early in your life.
I know, but people don't realize that when they're there. That's the other thing I've been thinking about a lot. Like, why didn't I realize, like, I was trying so hard to make things work? I didn't try that hard. But I was in relationships for, like, 2 years that weren't that great, or the sex wasn't that great, which is probably why I'm doing this show now, because I had some instances where, well, it fed into it, where the sex just wasn't. And I'm like, but I've got to make it work. But I'm like, oh, no, it just never got better. And that was 3 years of my life I can't get back. So, okay. Hey, Emily, I've been single for over a year now after being married 7 years, and I'm now officially divorced. I'm getting back into the dating scene, and I've been seeing one guy in particular. The sex with him has been amazing, and he's so attentive to my needs. He gives fantastic oral sex, but I haven't been able to orgasm from the oral sex yet. Since becoming single, I've been masturbating more and using toys. I'm worried that my body is now so used to my sex toy that it's the only way I'm able to reach orgasm. The guy I've been seeing loves seeing me use my toy with him, but I'd really like to be able to have an orgasm from oral as well. What do you recommend? Do you think I should lay off the toys for a while and try to focus again on oral and finger stimulation? Thanks, Emily. I listen religiously to your podcast. It's helped me tremendously with getting my groove back, trying new things sexually since becoming single again. Take care, Tina, age 32. Okay, this is a great question. As well. I always say that, but I just, you know what? I truly freaking love all these questions because I see like I can help her and that this is can relate to so many people here that you were married for 7 years. This is why I wish this was a call actually though, because I want to know, were you able to orgasm through oral with your ex? Just curious. Uh-huh. But the thing about, I want to answer your question specifically though about toys. I'm not sure that you're not able to orgasm because of using toys. Now, here's the thing about toy use. People always say, like, oh, am I going to be addicted to toys? I'm not going to be able to orgasm anymore. It's kind of just like, it's like anything. I'm going to use the exercise example again when they say like about cross training. Like if you went ran every single day, yeah, you'd be fit, but cross training, like it's important to like if you want to build muscle, like you should like lift weights and you should mix up your routine. You could even get injuries by repetitive motions.
Yeah.
I'm not saying your toys are going to injure you, but if you feel like you're reliant on one particular type of toy, like some people are like, I only use this toy, then try another toy or try a different setting or masturbate every time. Like maybe next time you masturbate, you don't bring it until the end or you only use it at the beginning. So you start changing up the way you use your toys and maybe you also employ more fantasy when you're masturbating. So you're thinking about this guy going down on you and you're painting this really hot scenario, like whatever, maybe you're like on a beach somewhere and like you're thinking about his mouth on your and how he's doing it. And then, you know, you're also using a toy, but you're like, you're melding your mind and you're like your toy use together to for this fantasy. Mm-hmm. But again, like I found like I used to think I could only come like say like the magic wand when that was like my favorite, which it's still is one. Mm-hmm. I always have it, but I love using different toys. Like there's some that like when I want more, have more time, like the womanizer is great for like, if you want a quick one, it's great for a lot of reasons. Or sometimes I just like want all over. So I'll use like the Wii Vibe touch, which like lays over your labia. So you just kind of mix it, play with it, play with rhythm, play with motion, but don't trip on it because you will, have an orgasm with this guy. And also maybe he needs some tips. Maybe you need some lube. Maybe he needs to be wetter, you know? Mm-hmm. So I don't think you should worry about like toys ruining you and go cold turkey. Just like people are like, is porn ruining it? It's about variation and variety. Cross-training.
It's like cross-training. Muscle training.
It is. No, it is though. And then yes, don't get frustrated either because if you're like, okay, I'm not going to use the toy at the beginning or whatever you're going to do. Yeah, it might take you a little bit. It might take you one or two times, but then you'll realize like, oh, yeah, my body's very adaptive. It's not like you ruined anything or your muscles are never going to, you know, be able to orgasm in a certain way. No, you're fine. It's a good question, though. Don't you think?
I think it is.
Any other sex toy advice? I feel like I felt bad that I shut you down earlier and that you're upset, mad at me.
No, I'm not at all.
Because I think I didn't hear. I don't feel that bad. But
I didn't explain it. Well, I don't know. I'll take the blame for it.
Perfect. I love when you do that. Okay, Menace. So people can listen to you and find you like where in March? We don't know. You won't tell me.
I don't know. I can't say.
Okay, so you might turn on your radio one day driving in Wyoming.
Yeah, or anywhere in the country.
There.
Just follow me on Instagram at Menace, MENACE. And I can tell you more later, hopefully, by the next time we record.
Perfect. I love it. Check them out. And you do a lot of snaps and Instagram. Follow me too, at Sex with Emily, across the board, everything. Subscribe to our newsletter. We do give great newsletter. We reach out to you once a week. And I think you'll like it. People always tell me, like, I love your emails. So thank you, everyone, for listening. Thank you to my amazing team. Thank you, Menace. And thanks so much for listening. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.